Good morning, everyone. I'm Ying Zhang. So my side project is Jacob Bruce Park. So I will start my presentation by introducing the environmental context first. So here is a map from MPCC to indicate the increasing floodplain on Jamaica Bay in the next 18 years. And on Jacob Bruce Park, the entire land will be a 100-year flood zone by 2020s. So here is a more detailed information about the sea level rise from a website called Surging Sea. It shows the submerged zones in the next 100 years caused by the sea level rise, storm surge, and tides. As you can see, the change is increasing rapidly. So next, I will briefly introduce about the Hurricane Sandy impact on Jacob Bruce Park. So as you can see, even though research predicts that the entire land would be flood zone by 2020, but in fact, in 2012, the flood water have flowed through the entire land already from the both south side and north side on Jacob Bruce Park. So here is a before and after Sandy photos to show the damages along the coastal zone on Jacob Bruce, and also the bath house was damaged very seriously. And on the other hand, Jacob Bruce Park is a very popular beach recreation place since it was built in 1930s. And until now, there is a large population densities nearby. And also there are many potential users from Brooklyn or other cities. So to sum up, my design intention is to build a resilient landscape architecture response to the environment changes and flood hazard, and at the same time to rebuild a safety and vibrant beach park on this risky site. To be more specific, my goal contains three parts. The first one is to increase the coastal resilience by several design strategies. And the second one is to increase the recreation programs by combining the resilient design with the recreation programs. And the last one is to preserve the historic structures by in order to maintain the cultural identity and the memories on Jacob Bruce. So in order to achieve my these goals, and I come up with an idea about a growing landscape architecture response to the storm and sea level rise over time. It means this landscape is not built at one time. It will be built by different times, depends on the environment conditions. So it is a changeable landscape architecture. So I use the modularity in design to achieve this goal. The modularity it can provide a flexible system to drive the multiple functions, such as including the resilient design and recreation spaces for people. And also, it provides the free for argument in the future when the environment change at different levels. And also, the modularity provides no construction impact and reduce the construction cost. So here is just a design process before the master plan. I just use the basic unit and duplicate overlaid to weave a pattern. And then I transform the straight line into the curvilinear configurations. And at the same time, I still keep the modularity. So this organic form can provide more flexibilities to fit into the Jacob Bruce Park particular condition. So here, this is the first conceptual plan and the first stage by 2020s. As you can see, I preserved the beach areas, including the bathhouse and the main actors in the center of the park. And then I built new resilient landscape in a different place. And here is the second stage by 2030s as the sea level rise. So the pattern will could be extended. And the partial golf court and the parking lot will be transformed into a sand dune landscape or bioswale. Here is the third stage, which is the final stage of my design by 2015. So as you can see, the full golf court will be transformed into a landscape, and the partial parking lot will be an emergency refuge space in the future in case of the large flooding event occurs. So then I will move on to the western areas in this park to take it as an example to explain how this physical landscape will be. So this is a detailed grading plans. Basically, I use different land types, including sand dunes, bioretention, or large basins to treat the flood water. And in addition to that, I also consider the artificial reef along the ocean side under the water. And then I applied the vegetation plan and the grading plan. The plan selection is based on the existing vegetation list on Jacob Riis Park. I just reorganized the different species based with different land type. So here is the sections to show you how this land type and the vegetation to treat the flood water. Because this is a time-based design, so it could be constructed by different times. So next, I will introduce these three land types in detail with the sections, plan view, and rendering. So this is the first one in the sand dune areas. I try to merge the human's activities with the sand dune landscape. Okay, then, and here is a rendering, just show scale. Here is the second one is to show the bioretention landscape and how people can move through this kind of landscape. And the third one is forest areas. The large grass areas is a playground in the ordinary day. And when the large floods event occurs, it could be act as a large basin to filter the water. And also, I provide the I proposed the outlooking tower landscape in these areas to encourage more people to engage in this landscape. So this is just a rendering to show you the scale. This is another analysis about this landscape to show how it functions. And in the third analysis, it shows the different land type have different capabilities to treat the flood water. So basically, I will apply these similar strategies to the entire Jacob Riis Park land. And maybe I will make different adjustments on different situations. Then this is circulation system. And again, this is how the landscape treats the flood water. I propose a sand dune or floating landscape on both sides to mitigate the surge strike force. And in the inland, I propose a big basin or bioretention to absorb the water to minimize the flood damage. So this is just the zone distributions to for the park. And here is the renderings and the final stage by 2015. And this next slide is to just show you the bird view about this physical landscape. So in conclusion, in this studio, I'm trying to propose a flexible system to discuss how human constructions and activities can live with an increasing change in natural environment. So, thank you.
Can you talk a little bit more about the bathhouse? How you treated the bathhouse?
Basically, I just put the sand dune landscape in front of the bathhouse to mitigate the strikes. And also, maybe I can refunction the bathhouse in the future as the sea level rise.
How would you do that again? How would you repurpose it?
Maybe like the first floor will be flooded in the future, so we can move the commercial like restaurant or cafes to the second floor, and it could be in the first floor could be landscape types in the future.
So anything on the first floor would definitely be movable, and
yeah, so it could change.
What's really interesting is that you've created what is very much an east to west sort of linear landscape. You've made this sort of more north to south, and you've really incorporated the bay with the ocean and made these interventions because it did flood from both sides,
yeah.
Particularly in the parking lot area. So I think it's a really different than what it is now, and it's really actually very, very exciting to look at, very visual.
I think it's really interesting how you started planning for change. I think that's really important on the peninsula to acknowledge that whatever we plan right now is not going to be there very soon. And I love the fact that you considered the phasing of it and how those things would change. I think it would be interesting to incorporate some of the natural processes, the downdrift and the tidal action that are actively changing the peninsula right now into the changes that you have. But I think overall it's a very, very exciting concept about what you might do with an environment that is not stable. Mm-hmm. I think that's really great.
Thank you.
Matt?
I'm also very impressed with how you've taken the peninsula, and breaches of that kind of peninsula are a natural process where it's sort of relieving the stress of a storm, and you've gone with that rather than sort of fighting it. So I think that's sort of an important breakthrough here in terms of your concept. One of the things I'm wondering about is in doing that and yet making it useful and visible during the times when it's not breached, you've got beautiful walkways. Are those built to withstand a surge or built to be somehow flexible so that they, what happens to them when there's a breach and whether a surge that is overwhelming the peninsula.
So you mean the work, the boardwalk?
The boardwalks, yeah.
Oh, and basically I consider it could be raised up, but the floor water cross through underneath. But right now I just consider it, well, in the future I will move the people's more activities into inland. So yeah. So in fact I didn't really.
William, thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.